We check in with a former Wisconsin state officer now. That's Marie Bucco, who now works for the FDA in Washington, D.C. Marie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent.
Well, just to get things started, tell us a bit about the area where you grew up, of course, in Wisconsin, what the ag landscape was like, and how you first came to discover FFA.
Oh, sure. We're a pretty large farming family. And the ag community around the county that we live in, which is Greene County, actually is known for its dairy and its cheese. And we actually host all sorts of incredible events, including the Monroe Cheese Days, which is a worldwide attraction that happens every 2 years, which is pretty incredible to go to. So, you know, you can see that that area of South Central Wisconsin is very ag-driven, and it's pretty unique in that capacity, too. It's a great shining light in Wisconsin, and so that kind of stemmed to be a great foundation for a successful ag education program. And my FFA advisor, Jillian Beatty, she was a pivotal person in my upbringing within FFA. She came just as about the time that I was starting to become really involved within FFA, and she actually wasn't necessarily Marie, do you want to try this? It was more like, Marie, put together a resume. I want you to do the job interview contest. So that's really where it all started, and it just snowballed, and from one contest to another, she pushed and stretched me in ways that I didn't think I was capable of achieving certain things, and she proved me wrong every single time. And so her guiding hand in that whole process was just very, very important and very pivotal.
Now, before long, you were serving as the 2007-2008 Wisconsin State FFA reporter, and you were also chosen as a national officer candidate in 2009. Tell us about the team you served with in that year as a reporter, and of course, what it was like to be considered for a national officer position.
Our state officer team was incredible. Of course, I'm a little biased. We had so much fun. There were 10 of us coming from all walks of life. We had organic versus conventional farming on our state officer team. We had dairy and ag business. I mean, our state officer team was just so diverse, you know, including personalities. We had a blast all year round putting together workshops for the thousands of FFA members that we have in Wisconsin. It was really, really enjoyable. And they were essential in helping to groom me in the capacity of having the opportunity to run for national office. And one of my teammates actually ran the year before me for national office, Caleb, and he was so wonderful. He's now an ag teacher in Wisconsin as well. And one of my other teammates who went on to be the next year's state president also was on the nominating committee. So we all were very, very involved on the national level as well. And so having those two individuals kind of paved the way for our state officer team as well was really important in me deciding to run for national office to be able to represent our state and the great organization that we're a part of.
So from there, you went to the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, graduating with honors in 2012 with animal science and nutrition degrees. And also during that time, you were heavily involved in the UWP Collegiate FFA program. Would you explain to our listeners what the value is, in your mind at least, in continuing that FFA experience beyond high school?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In Platteville, we have a very strong program, and it's almost like a transitional program. You know, it helps you to kind of cut the umbilical cord from high school while presenting you with very important opportunities, not only to be involved within your local college, but also as an alumni member. So we had an incredible opportunity to be able to host a huge SAE competition every year. And that was an opportunity for us to be able to finally give back as collegiate members. And I think that's really important. Also to look at the scholarship opportunities that FFA has to offer. The FFA has almost spoiled us in that capacity to be able to give students so many opportunities to apply to scholarships for continuing education. And I myself can speak from personal experience. I really appreciated it, and it gained a lot in terms of being able to have scholarships pay for my college tuition. So having, you know, the financial support from the FFA organization, having the leadership development opportunities that you can to give back to the local FFA chapters in your community, Those are two really important factors that the FFA and the Collegiate FFA specifically has on campus to nurture the ag programs that we have available to students and to the surrounding communities.
You bet. Well, we're going to circle back to your education in just a moment, but I want to take a little detour first. Around this same time, you dabbled in a bit of modeling for the Farm Boy, Farm Girl apparel catalog. Farm Boy, Farm Girl has sold millions of dollars in apparel in over 1,000 stores in the U.S. and Canada. How did you get hooked up with that opportunity?
In Wisconsin, they give us opportunities, younger FFA members that aren't of the age to become a state officer quite yet. So, you know, sophomore, juniors, to be a delegate. So we have 12 delegate positions in Wisconsin to go to the National FFA Convention. So we have 10 officers. So that means there's two of us that can become national delegate. And it's a big honor. So I myself and a gentleman by the name of Preston Green, had the opportunity to become national delegates together, and we went down to the National FFA Convention, putzing around the exhibition hall, and we were shopping at the Farm Boy, Farm Girl stand, and we were kind of approached by one of the owners, and he approached us, talked to us about the opportunities being a part of Farm Boy and Farm Girl brands, and he found out that we were only 16 years old, and so he was like, call me when you're 18 so we can get this going. And ironically, I followed up with him, and it was the year that I was a state FFA officer. And ironically, Preston and I were on the same state officer team together. So, it really comes full circle. So during our state officer year, I had the opportunity to model and, you know, support a great company that really embraces agriculture, and they really want to put it on the forefront from a different perspective. I mean, it really shows the dynamic and diversity of agriculture that we have to present.
Well, you make it sound like you were somewhat reluctant to have wandered into the world of modeling, but is it not true that you were also named the first runner-up for Miss Wisconsin USA?
Yes. Again, it was hopefully a chance to put agriculture on the forefront, you know. And it's nothing negative, and I want to say this from a very positive point of view. We love to preach to the choir when it comes to being a part of agriculture, because, you know, it is a tough world out there to try and communicate the story of agriculture to those that have their own perspectives, which may not be always true, that's formulated by the media, and it's unfortunate. Running for Miss Wisconsin was an opportunity for me to speak to a different audience about the benefits of Wisconsin agriculture. I didn't get it. However, I had a privilege for 2 weeks to be able to talk on my platform and how important agriculture is to the Wisconsin community. And I know a lot of people were impacted. They were very impressed and very happy to know that Wisconsin, we are number one in a lot of ginseng production and cranberries. I mean, gosh, there's so much diversity when it comes to agriculture, especially in this state. It's too hard to not share that with everybody.
So nowadays you are working on food safety as an ORISE fellow for the FDA's Deputy Commissioner in Foods and Veterinary Medicine. Would you tell us about the work that you're doing there?
Yes. So, wow. One thing just to share with anybody that's still involved in FFA, if I told Mrs. Beatty, when we were in high school, that I would be going to D.C., I think we both would have kind of had a good chuckle out of that. But we're here, and that was based off of the opportunity, actually, when I was at the National FFA Convention running as a national officer candidate. I had attended the Collegiate FFA Career Fair that they had going on, and there were some individuals there from the USDA that I had a privilege of meeting and landed an internship through the Food Safety Inspection Service. So in natural DC fashion, everything is about networking and who you know and who you get to meet, and everything evolves and is based off of the work that you put in, especially at the career fair. I mean, gosh, any collegiate student that has the opportunity to go there, you know, come with a handful of resumes and be able to talk and be open to knowing and being able to, I think the biggest advice that I got preparing to go into the career fair was be willing to move. And I think that's an incredible perspective. And it's something that kind of, you know, cuts the cords from your hometown and just to be able to get you and grow and stretch you in different capacities. And gosh, FFA does prepare you very well for that. And the networking that you get, even checking in with your state convention opportunities, is very important. So all those skills, you know, between the job interview contest and the SAEs and competing for national office and becoming a state FFA officer, I didn't realize at the time, but they were providing me with an incredible toolkit to be able to exercise here in Washington, D.C. So now, as I work at the FDA, which, again, I never thought I would be working in the FDA, but working on the Food Safety Modernization Act has been pivotal, especially for agriculture. One of the perspectives, the government is trying to be more transparent and to reduce foodborne illness, and that's what the Food Safety Modernization Act does. It's very, very important. President Obama signed it in 2011, and now I have the privilege of being able to work on essentially the accountability portion of FSMA to make sure that both the industry and regulation are being held accountable for both ends of the spectrum, which I think is important. It's showing a partnership that we have with industry, and I think sometimes that gets overlooked quite frequently. So FDA is really trying to pave that way of being able to show that we're working together with industry to be able to show how we can reduce foodborne illness and how we can prevent rather than having to treat. We have the opportunity to perform cutting edge science in that capacity. So we have veterinarians that are partnering with the industry to be able to develop that relationship even more. And that's really important, especially, you know, despite whatever mainstream media has to say, we have a very strong ag community within the FDA. You know, that's not the typical flow that you hear from mainstream media, but it's happening, and it's really just putting the money where the mouth is.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, I appreciate it. I really do. Thank you very much.
Again, that's Marie Bucco. She's a former Wisconsin State FFA officer who now works for the Food and Drug Administration in Washington, D.C.